This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of people gathered outside Tunisia's parliament building on Monday to pelt their political rivals with stones, bottles, and eggs. Hundreds of police stood to separate the supporters and opponents of Tunisia's president, Kais Saied. Sunday, the president dismissed the prime minister and froze the parliament in a move to his foes are calling a coup. The divisions show outside the parliament underscored the high stakes for Tunisia as it navigates the country's biggest political crisis since the 2011 revolution that introduced democracy. Saied's decision to invoke Article 80 of the Tunisian Constitution, freezing the activities of parliament and ousting the prime minister, was rapidly called a coup. The legality of his actions rests on rival interpretations of the article that were meant to be resolved by a judicial body that authorities have for years failed to set up. Politicians and constitutional lawyers are now wrangling over whether Saied had any authority for his actions. China has blamed the U.S. for what it called a stalemate in bilateral relations. The accusation comes as high-level face-to-face talks begin. The UN says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in any year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. The report was released on Monday. It says war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across the country in the first 6 months of this year. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi at the White House Monday. The future of U.S. troops in Iraq is expected to be a focus of their discussion. Iraqi Foreign Minister Fuad Hussein told VOA's Kurdish service last week he's expected the two sides are going to agree on an end to the U.S. combat mission in Iraq. The United States has about 2,500 troops in Iraq as part of the U.S.-led coalition effort to battle the Islamic State group that began in 2014. The two countries agreed in April to change the American troops' mission, focusing on training and advisory roles, assisting the Iraqi forces. In Bangkok, anti-government protesters were met with a large police presence Sunday. The protests come as Thailand struggles to curb the spread of surging COVID-19 cases. Hundreds of activists took to the streets in the capital calling for political reforms, continuing the demands of a widespread anti-government movement last year. The demands are coupled with anger at the slow rollout of vaccines against the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Early this year, demonstrations paused for months as authorities cracked down on activists and cases of COVID rose. The resurgence of the protests comes as Thailand faces its worst wave of COVID-19 cases. Sunday saw more than 15,000 new cases of COVID-19 and more than 100 deaths, according to local media reports. The world must ensure access to food supplies as forcefully as it moved to ensure access to vaccines. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi made the statement at the opening of the United Nations Food Systems Pre-Summit in Rome. The Prime Minister pointed out the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a food crisis, citing data showing malnutrition in all its forms has become the leading cause of ill health and death in the world. The UN's first ever food system summit will take place in September with the aim of delivering progress on the body's 2030 sustainable development goals. According to the latest UN data, the world's food system is responsible for a third of global greenhouse gas emissions. Top U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky lost for the first time in her Olympic career Sunday. That's when Ariane Titmus of Australia narrowly won the gold medal in the women's 400-meter freestyle race at the Tokyo Summer Games. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.